Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This weekend, tonight and tomorrow afternoon at Ritter Arena, it is going to be electric. Number one, Ohio State comes to play the Gopher Women, which is going to be two really, really good games. You love a good rivalry like that. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Gopher Women's coach Brad Frost. Thank you so much for joining us, coach. There's so much, you think about the connections between Ohio State and the Gopher Women. Nadine Muzzerall, who is the coach of Ohio State, used to be an assistant with the Gopher Women. So there's that connection, but love this rivalry. And we're looking for some good hockey this weekend.
Yeah, it should be really, really exciting. We're number one and two in the WCHA, number one and three in the country, and there's a lot on the line this weekend. We only have 3 weekends left before playoffs, and so we're pretty darn excited about this one.
Tell me about your sophomore goalie, Skylar Vetter, just the accolades that are coming in for her and what she has meant to this team and the success you're seeing this season.
Well, if you're going to have success and you're going to be a good team, it starts in the net. And Skylar has been wonderful for us. We knew that she was a top flight goalie when we recruited her, and she's really taken the reins here this year and run with it. She's appropriately aggressive. She hates getting scored on. She is somebody that is very mentally strong, as well as physically gifted, and so she's been dynamite for us. She had one game where she probably would like to have back. Aside from that, she's been pretty special.
What have been some of the high points lately? I know you had that series versus UMD as well.
Yeah, that's probably, as we look at our schedule over the last couple months, I think we've won 12 straight games. Our schedule up until we played UMD at their place last week. We weren't playing the top teams in our league, but you still got to win those games, and we were able to do that and win them pretty convincingly. And then going up to Duluth last weekend, who was number five or six in the country, and sweeping them on the road is often a difficult task. And so we were able to do that with Ohio State this weekend and Wisconsin next weekend. So we're kind of in the meat grinder here as far as top teams in the country and in our league, but we should know a lot more here in the next couple of weeks.
Certainly will be. Skylar herself said it feels like kind of the playoffs before the playoffs. As a coach, how do you get your team ready mentally for facing a tough opponent like Ohio State coming to town?
Yeah, they're ready. I think as we've talked about, and as Skylar said, this is gearing us up for the playoffs, and these are teams that we're going to be playing in the playoffs, hopefully in the national tournament and national championship game. So it's just a precursor to that. Also, it's really why players come to the University of Minnesota. It's to play in games against top opponents and big time rivals, and that's what Ohio State is.
This week we celebrated National Girls and Women in Sports Day. That was on Wednesday. And here on the morning news, we talked to a lot of different people, including Winnie Brope Brown, who has a stellar career in hockey. Do you feel like enough is being done to encourage young girls to play hockey? Do you feel like you have a good pipeline coming in to the Gophers?
Very much so. As we look at our attendance, it's up 27% this year. And as we look around and look at the increase of our attendance, so many of the attendees to our games are little girls, and their hockey teams and their parents. And it's just been so special to watch, this year in particular, the number of youth teams and youth girls that are playing hockey and coming to our games and wanting to be Gophers one day. So the pipeline is definitely there. Are there things that we can do to continue to encourage girls to play hockey and other sports? Absolutely. But man, it's been pretty special to watch here this year as our attendance has grown, and in large part because of these young girls.
It certainly is. And I've told you this before, my great niece, Katie Morrow, goes to all of your games with my sister-in-law.
Yep, yep.
Loves it. She loves, so I keep that name in mind, Katie Morrow. She wants to be a Gopher as well. So she's only eight now.
I love it.
How is attendance? You feel, are there tickets left for this weekend? Can we still buy something for tonight or tomorrow?
There are. I do think we're going to be close to capacity and close to a sellout, but I don't believe we're going to sell out at this point, depending on the walk-up. But there are some tickets available. And man, if people want to come watch some good hockey for a very low price, Ritter Arena is the place to be here tonight at 6 and tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
A lot of excitement between the Gopher women, also Gopher men doing well. We'll see you guys down the stretch run here. It'd be fun to see both teams doing well and playing well into the spring.
Absolutely, yeah. I think in talking to Bob, they've got the same goals that we've got, and so we're excited to see where it goes for both of our clubs.
Good deal. Coach Frost, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck against the Buckeyes. Let's hope we'll get the brooms out. That would be nice.
That would be wonderful. Thanks, Vanita. Appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Brad Frost with the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher women's hockey team. I'm telling you, it's great hockey. It's so much fun. These women play. They're just fun to watch. I love going to games and excited for this series. I think it's going to be a really good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.